Hey, Johnny, how are you, man?
I'm great, Chris. How are you doing? How's Tennessee?
It's great, and it's muggy. You're going to love it here.
Oh, muggy. You know, I'm in Santa Monica, so it's pretty beautiful here. It's all great.
Yeah. You make me want to move.
Well, you know, I used to live in Tennessee, so it's kind of like I miss it. But the weather in summer, I'm not sure. You know, that's a bit much for me.
Yeah, I love it here. It's better than where I was. Let's just put it that way.
Really? Where were you?
I was up in northern Indiana, and the winters were terrible.
Oh, yeah, the snow.
Up along the snow belt, you know.
Snow, but that's a bit much. I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know something? It's amazing to me how many artists I get to talk to at this radio station that are absolutely great and that I grew up with and that I love so much. Yeah. The Babies.
Oh, thank you.
The Babies, to me, was one of those kid pop groups that you just love to hear. The ballads were fantastic. I had a paper out, and I had these huge headphones, and I couldn't wait to hear a Baby song come on the radio, man. And,
yeah, we did pretty well. I mean, we were pretty hot, you know, but it had its time, and it's still popular.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, well, you know, like, the test of time of music is that we still play those songs here at Hippie Radio.
The time, coming from London, and the influences that we had at that time, that was about as good as it was going to get for British rock.
Yeah.
So many great bands, and we were right in the thick of that. So we were kind of had some great teachers, you know?
Yeah. When you moved on and did the solo thing, who wrote Missing You?
Well, me and two other guys. It was like one of those things that just happened. Recording session, it just happened in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was all kind of made up on the spot. I mean, the whole chorus, whole first verse, the whole thing came out in one piece. Some of the more inspired songs that you write do come out that quickly. You just sort of sing into the mic, and it's there. It happened a lot with the Babies. You know, mm-hmm. we operated like that. I mean,
yeah.
I'm able to do that. I'm able to make stuff up on the mic, and it all makes sense. You know, it's a gift, you know,
yeah.
but it's something that I don't try and wear out too much or rely on, because it goes away when you start looking for it. But I've got lucky a few times, certainly, yeah.
Yeah, on the phone here this morning, John Waite, and of course going to be at Franklin Theater coming up on Friday night. Tickets are available at franklintheater.com, so grab them as soon as you possibly can. And, man, we're looking forward to having you here. What are you doing now? Do you have another project going on?
We're doing this. I released an EP, an acoustic EP,
mm-hmm.
Last year, and we've been touring behind that. It's called Wooden Heart,
mm-hmm.
and it's a selection of songs that we do from the past and where we're at now, and it's full of hits, and it's full of obscure songs, and that's what's coming to the Franklin Theater.
Yeah.
We have Kyle Cook on guitar for Matchbox 20.
Nice.
He's on guitar, and my regular drummer is playing a percussion, and my bass player, Tim Hogan's going to be on bass, and I'm playing guitar. It's kind of a full band thing, but unplugged. But it's stories, and there's a Q&A. It's pretty interesting, and we've just played Vegas last week. We did
nice.
The Golden Nugget, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's all rock shows for us, but about a third of the shows that we're doing this year have been unplugged, and they're doing extremely well. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going in the studio to record some greatest hits unplugged, and so you can get that as well. But maybe next year we'll be doing an equal 50-50 of the unplugged and the big electric stuff. But they're both great fun. They really are.
If we want to pick up the EP, is there a place we can do that?
Oh, yeah. No, we have merch. We have the whole thing. I mean, it's there's a pretty lovely ballad out there with me and Alison Krauss singing
nice.
Missing You together. So if
yeah.
you want to check that out, too. A lot of the stuff is kind of based in country, but it's also blues.
When you were here, you did some stuff with Allison on this song at the Opry. Is that right?
Yeah, we played the Opry together.
Yeah.
And we did a Don Williams song as well called Lay Down Beside Me. That was really great.
Yeah.
But, I know I've been working with Jeffrey Steele, and I've been coming out to Nashville for about 20 years. So,
mm-hmm,
I mean,
right.
there's a strong connection there.
Make sure you grab yourself a ticket and go check out John and the boys coming up on Friday night. John Waite, the wait is over. He's going to be here. Yeah. Yeah, see, I've coined a little phrase for you, John.
Well, thank you. I haven't heard that before, but God bless you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday night. Next time you're in town, you need to stop by, okay?
Yeah, maybe I will, and we won't. You know, I'll put a face to the voice, and we can hang out.
There you go. Let's hang out and have some coffee or an adult beverage, as they say.
An adult beverage, maybe a glass of wine.
There you go. Know? Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. It's a date. John, we'll see you Friday night. Thank you so much. You have a fantastic day. Get those tickets at franklintheater.com. We'll talk to you later, brother.
Stay cool.